أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So when we looked at Surah Al-Jinn, which is Surah number 72, we find the jinn reflecting on their previous practices before they had heard these awesome words of the Quran. And they say in Ayah 4, that amongst us, the foolish amongst us, used to say some ridiculous things against Allah. And we thought that human beings and jinns would never lie against divinity. And they go a bit further and they say that people from human beings used to seek refuge with those amongst the jinn. And then that just increased them in their wrongdoing. See, the pre-Islamic Arabs were used to calling upon jinn and idols for help, and some thought that they could also change the plans of divinity to whom the Prophet was calling them to. And we see this in Ayah 12, when the jinn say that we know that we cannot escape divinity in the earth, nor can we escape him by running away. Often we too rely on superstitions or irrational beliefs which are founded upon ignorance or fear. And then we characterize them by obsessive reverence to omens or charms. And you know, superstitious beliefs are not limited to a particular faith or region. All nations have their own beliefs and they're followed by fears and ignorance. Maybe we've all heard of beliefs like breaking a mirror is bad luck, opening an umbrella in the house is bad luck, walking under a ladder or crossing the path of a black cat, or things like touch wood. And these become so ingrained in us that sometimes we think they're part of what we believe in. The Quran defines superstition as a burden or a shackle that the human being puts upon his own mind and soul. And it introduces the Prophet as the last messenger of Allah who was responsible to make things clear for us so we didn't have to have these burdens and shackles. Look what Allah says in Surah number 7, which is Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 157. He talks about the Prophet saying he is one who will relieve human beings of their burdens and the shackles which were upon them. And these shackles are these irrational beliefs that we have that become so tightly woven into our lives that in essence sometimes they are much stronger than the beliefs that we should have in the one God, in divine guidance and in accountability. As a child, I remember I used to sit in cars and people used to have these handkerchiefs with money in them tied to the steering wheel. And often I would ask, what's that? And I would be told, that's what keeps me safe. It's called Imam Zamin. Zamin means surety. And I would wonder, how would money tied to a handkerchief onto your steering wheel keep you safe? Surely that money needed to go to those who deserved it. And then it would be their du'as, their prayers for you, that would keep you safe. So having read a little bit, found a hadith of the Prophet which said that if you go on a journey and you want to be safe, tie to yourself, and that's metaphorical, the name of one of the divine messengers or the divine leaders that Allah has sent. Now, people at the time of Imam Ridha, that is the 8th Imam, found that if they kept with them a name like Ali or Hassan or Hussein with them, they would be persecuted for being Shias. So at the time of Imam Ridha, there was a coin that said La ilaha illallah on the front, and at the back it said Muhammad Rasulullah. And so they used to tie that to themselves with those names to keep them safe. And we didn't quite understand that. So what we did was, we took any coin or any banknote and we tied it, thinking that would keep us safe. And this is one of the irrational beliefs that we follow, which we do without understanding. And just like the jinn said in Surah Al-Jinn, that we never thought that human beings and jinns would lie against Allah. And we thought the same things. So next time you want to be safe, give some sadaqah, take some money out, make sure it reaches the recipients, their du'as will keep you safe. Tie or write the names of one of these divine messengers or divine guides on your bags, on your cars, on whatever mode of transport you have. And inshallah, that will keep us safe. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq, to look at all our practices and try and understand them and make sure they are from the divine guidance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ